I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. A sunny sky in store for us today. We'll see a high near 39 degrees. State taxpayers will pay an in-between rate for 2017 income as a result of a tax increase mid-year. The State Journal Register reports the Illinois Department of Revenue calculated that the balanced blended rate will be a 4.35%. That's for individual returns that are due in April. The basic tax rate increased in July from 3.75% to 4.95%. Department spokesman Terry Horstman says the rate is based on the number of days under the 3.75% and the days under the 4.95% rate. Horstman says the state tax forms will use the blended rate to make it easier for taxpayers. He says the rate on returns applies to income earned from January through December of this year. Illinois Congressman John Shimkus will help negotiate the final version of the Republican tax reform bill. Mark Schultz has more.
Shimkus, who represents much of East Central and Southeastern Illinois, will be part of the conference committee that negotiates the final tax bill after the House and Senate passed two different versions. The Collinsville Republican says he supports a simplified and fair tax plan that eliminates many tax credits and deductions. That includes placing a tax on graduate student tuition waivers, which is in the House version of the bill.
When you provide tax breaks and incentives, someone's paying for that.
Shimkus says he will collect comments and concerns from various constituents and use that in the negotiations. The conference committee expects to do quick work. Shimkus predicts that President Trump will have a final tax reform bill to sign into law by Christmas. I'm Mark Schultz.
The Northern Illinois University Board of Trustees has re-voted on its termination agreement with former President Doug Baker. A judge last month ruled the agreement was null and void because it wasn't made clear enough that it was to be voted on. That violated the Open Meetings Act. Several people pleaded with trustees to throw the agreement out, saying Baker shouldn't be rewarded for what they call fireable offenses, and the $600,000 given to him would be better spent elsewhere. Board Chairman Wheeler Coleman says he understands their concerns, but the agreement allowed NIU to make a clean break with Baker without a protracted legal fight.
In approving the presidential transition agreement, we made a business decision to act in the best interest of the university, both in the short and long term. We acknowledge that not everyone will agree.
After a recap of the agreement and a few moments of reflection, the re-vote in favor was quick and unanimous. An Ava police officer faces years behind bars after being accused of sexual assault. The Jackson County State's Attorney's Office says 47-year-old William Fenton of Murfreesboro was indicted on multiple counts of criminal sexual assault and aggravated criminal sexual abuse. The indictment accuses Fenton of sex acts with a juvenile. I'm Jennifer Fuller.